AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is up in here. Shot Jones in. You said Gangsta E?
Yeah, that.
Gangsta E. Gangsta
E-ski!
Everybody's here, it's time for Big Facts Friday. Do remember, Tuesday, March 29th. Get your tickets right now, Big Facts Live. Check us out, Big Facts Friday, each and every Friday. Big Facts Podcast. Yes, Tuesday.
Well, I thought this was on Thursday.
Tuesday, March 29th. Buckhead Theater.
We going up on a Tuesday.
Money Man.
What the hell's
Big
going
Facts
on?
Crew. We're going to be kicking it Big Facts Friday style. We're going to be talking about some real shit with our fans and supporters and shit. So make sure you pull up. Tickets is flying. Grab them. Other than
we smoking in that bitch.
Of course, we smoking out the Buckhead Theater. But other than that, how's everybody, man? Everything good? What we doing, Jade?
Everything copacetic.
What
so
we doing
look,
today on Big Facts Friday?
So look, I got a thing. Hold on, I'm trying to find it real quick.
She has a thing that she's trying to find real quick. Until that happens. Bank, you good? E, you good?
I'm good. Blessed.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
I'm chilling.
You chilling? Yeah. Bank, how far are you going, man? You sound a little more like a football player. Like a running back.
Man, they say I had surgery.
You had surgery.
I look so good now. They say I had surgery.
That's the first thing they say. Next, you're going to be a clone.
Yeah, nah, for sure. It is what it is, though. I feel good.
So,
yeah.
Look, here's the thing. So, I can't find the shit, but I like, remember what it was talking about or whatever. I saw it on one of these pages online on Instagram. So, there was a lady. She had a family. It was her baby daddy. I think she had a couple of kids or whatever, but she had just had a newborn baby, by the nigga that she's with. And she left to go to Columbia or somewhere to have surgery, get the mommy makeover shit, whatever, whatever. And left the baby with the daddy and the daddy's family, like his mom and shit, you know what I'm saying? To take care of it or whatever. But when she came back, they had left the baby at the fire department, because while she was gone, they went and got a blood test on the baby and found out that the baby wasn't his. So they left it at the fire station.
Who had they? The baby dad?
The baby daddy and the baby, well, not the baby daddy, the nigga that she told was the daddy of the baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And his mom and his family and all them, they left the baby and he moved out the house and like moved out of like, took all his stuff and like left completely or whatever. So the question is, were they wrong for leaving the baby? Even though it wasn't his baby, it's still a baby and it's still like an innocent factor in the whole situation. Or
should
were
they
all the way right for just completely washing their hands of the baby and this bitch because she lied about the paternity?
Should they have kept the baby until she got back from her surgery, at least?
Yes,
for sure.
Is
they
that the question?
The baby.
That's
how
the question.
Say that though.
You never know
what position you're going to put me in when I see you.
Or the baby.
Yeah, but the baby can't do shit. Like,
nah,
the baby
we dropped the baby off baby in a safe place, though.
The fire station is a safe place?
How the fire station? Yeah, that's what they're going to take them straight to the to
baby,
care.
You're going to fire station for a million years.
Yeah, they're going to take you to care.
Okay, I didn't know you take babies to fire station.
You can drop a baby off at the fire. What fire station or birth?
Like, just somebody to care for your ass.
What the hell is he talking about?
That's a public service worker.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, it is. If you decide you don't want your kid no more and you take your kid to a fire station or a police station, nothing, no charges is brought against you.
Okay, I just learned something.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, no charges. If a mom have a kid and she don't want that kid no more and she take that baby to the fire station and leave it at the fire station, no charges will be brought against her.
Shit, that's maybe what Brenda should have did when she had her baby.
Yeah, no charges will be brought against her.
Stupid.
So I don't feel like they wrong though.
Oh,
I feel like cause you never know a person's mindset. Like, I can't see her.
Or the baby.
I can't see
I got
her.
You. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Now if you would have did some bullshit like, hey, put him outside.
Bro, that's
some sucker shit.
Yeah.
But I took you and hand you over. This is not mine.
To care.
This is to care.
This is not mine. Yeah, to care.
Yeah, because what if he had that baby?
Care, because I don't give a
fuck. How old is the baby?
The baby, they didn't say.
But what if he had the baby and he like, damn, you look like the homie. So he probably mad as fuck looking at this baby already. He automatically already thought it was somebody else's kid for you to even go get the maternity test.
That seed already had to be there.
Exactly.
Like.
And you thinking it's the homie kid? Go drop that baby off because now he probably won't feed the kid. He looking at him mad as fuck.
And she's going to get right. She's going to get her body right to get back in the mix. I'll get this baby up out of here.
Yeah.
I know what she finna do.
Yeah.
She done did it.
It's over.
Now I learned something new today. I didn't know you could drop
babies.
What that was going to lead us to?
So the moral to the story is.
What that led us to, though? Like,
the moral of
that's the
story
warm-up.
Is.
That's a Big Fast Friday warm up.
Man. These bitches ain't shit.
What you done did, Jay?
I wouldn't have just left it. Like, if I was a nigga, because if I was a woman. I mean, if I am a woman.
Are you telling us?
No, if I was a nigga, though. Like, I wouldn't have. I don't know my mind frame.
What if a girl's trying to put a baby on your dude, but you hadn't accepted, fuck it, I'm going to stay with him. She done trying to put it, but and then y'all find out, and she out of town.
Right,
you
and y'all
drop the baby out with her. Because what you.
Man, I hoping to get.
What?
You talk about the hoe, but what you gonna do with
the baby? She out of town.
Oh, no. I'm a woman. I'm not finna just drop no baby off and just leave it. I'm gonna make sure that the baby's safe, whatever. Cause
they made
sure
the baby was safe, though.
Nah, like that's
what you mean?
I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying, but they did.
I'm not doing that. I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold the baby and make sure. You know, whatever. Like, I can't.
Firemen and police.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Really care about the baby. They might have the baby okay for a second until the other authorities come. But they don't really.
On the flip side of that,
that's their job.
No,
they gonna call social service right then.
They gonna come immediately.
They gonna fuck on
yeah,
come
but I'm saying
fast.
you gotta look at the flip side of that shit, like how traumatic that's gonna be for that baby to just be uprooted. Like I'm a female, so like I can't point. See
uprooted.
I can't
yeah.
see
depends
doing
how old
that.
The
like,
baby is the baby might be
the baby. If the baby just starts seeing.
Is in a routine,
right?
And they're used to seeing like the same faces.
How old?
The same.
That's
food.
What I was asking.
Yeah, that means everything.
Because it matters. It's a baby, bro. We done tested this limited baby, man. This baby ain't gonna remember this.
Nothing.
I'm screaming.
Drop the baby out till you come get your baby, man. Cause they gonna get in touch with her right then.
Exactly.
She sent her mama to come get the baby. Somebody come get the baby, man. I don't want to deal with these folks.
The age does matter. Around that 6 to 9 month mark. I definitely don't think you should just drop the baby at a
6 to 9 months.
Once they start to see, you know what I'm saying? And they
bro, you ain't finna see me no more, no way. No matter who I drop you out to. Who fought that in, bro? This ain't my baby. You ain't finna see me no more, no way.
Why this nigga? Man, get this nigga
right or wrong. Right now. I'm trying to be all goddamn.
Thank you, hell.
Baby this and baby that, man.
This is my theory with babies, man.
I feel what you
they
said.
They asked to be here. So
it ain't mine.
I know. But you've been taking care of what wasn't yours?
Huh?
You've been taking care of what wasn't yours?
I thought it was me. My responsibility.
That's like when you say, if somebody do some shit and they react a certain way, they couldn't wait for that shit to happen. So it was almost like you couldn't wait this baby not to be yours.
Most cases. Shit. It depends.
He wasn't his baby. Y'all.
It depends, bro.
Hey, doing the others as you want to do you. I would hope that
y'all are some foul, filthy.
I wouldn't want to be dropped off at no police or fire station, so I will at least care for the baby until the lady returns to the state.
You gonna want to be like, you gonna try to keep the girl and everything. Like, you know what?
You probably talking about that baby.
Street, you gonna try to keep the girl and the baby.
You just exited our life.
If
you've been taking care of this baby, let's say you've been, let's put an age on it. You've been taking care of this kid for 2 years. Kid at this point,
2 years different.
That's two years different.
Yeah, that ain't a baby no more.
2 years different. Nah, you don't drop no
kid at 2 years.
That's your baby.
You like at 2 years.
So what? Okay,
that's why I said 6 to 9 months.
What happens if you've been taking, same scenario, you've been taking care of this baby, and then at 2 years, you like, man, this little nigga's really starting not to look like me at all. So then you go get the DNA. You find out at 2 years it's not yours. And the same scenario, like Jay said, she in out in Miami getting her body done. Then what?
Man, when this lady gets back from wherever the hell she went to.
Body getting fucked up, huh?
Man, what? What? Now, enough time to get attached to it. This whole man, like you don't play with people like that. You don't play with people like that. My bad.
But that happened to men all the time. Appreciate you be taking care of a kid and then you find out it ain't yours.
Yeah.
All the time, more than normal. Like, that shit happens.
And it's all finna get beat up. Like,
man, I ain't gonna drop the kid off. But as soon as she get back, she gotta take this kid.
And his ass
whooping. That's what I'm saying.
And his ass whooping.
That's all I'm saying.
Now you put yourself in a position.
I ain't going to jail behind
you. You put yourself in a position to be
I ain't going to jail behind
you. Shit, me neither.
But would you still take care of the kid if the kid called you daddy and all of that?
Two years? No. This ain't my kid.
Yeah, you ain't going to be right taking care of the kid.
How old is
at like 10 years old.
I wouldn't give a damn if you were 23. Man. Boy's over.
Go
holler at your people, bro.
There's one situation where you might keep and take care of the kid, and that's if something happens to that other person.
To that nigga.
Right.
I just feel like, man, you automatically supposed to get DNA for your kid. That's just me.
Didn't they say something about making that a law?
I don't care how much you get in your feeling, whatever. I don't know. If you buy a car, you get a title.
No, that's straight.
You buy a house, you get deeds.
Mm. Yeah, because in some...
I need to know these shit on paper, man.
No, because some states, they have...
Oh, mine, 9999999. So, when you finish, because I done seen it happen. My name, another nigga last name right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga who she said was my dad, I know who my dad is. We all know.
Yeah.
Through DNA, but niggas ain't never switch it over. You get what I'm saying? So, like... Hey man, I seen it coming up too, but everybody know but you.
We talked about that. We talked about that intuition shit too. You think some people be like knowing but don't want to accept that shit?
Yes. Of course, yes. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's what I think we're going.
That's painful.
That's
painful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You got some niggas who got I feel like if you go get the DNA test, you already ready to say fuck her and the baby, basically.
Yeah.
If you going to get a DNA test.
Yeah.
Because you want to know. Some niggas will feel like that and don't even want to know. I ain't going through that.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't even finna try to check it because I know I ain't going to be able to not love the baby or whatever.
Right,
you get
sure.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So some niggas will just eat that shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm not eating that shit.
You know, in Florida now that if a woman
I don't think nothing wrong with that, though.
15 weeks pregnant, the guy
if you don't trick me and I'm tricked. I don't
even
want
to
know.
But I think on the flip
over.
Side of that shit, though,
you
like
you
when
me.
you deliberately and maliciously try to conceal the actual paternity of the
that
test,
don't even be
they don't
some,
be knowing
don't,
either.
You don't be knowing.
They don't be knowing either.
Nah, but I'm
to come out like
nah,
damn.
But like,
they do. Like,
nah, but I'm saying on some shit like this bitch has been like. Putting you on child support, sending the police at you, all this shit, whatever. And then it turns out after 18 years, he found out the baby wasn't his, like Kanye said on the song. Like, I feel like those big lady people that do stuff like that,
deserve to be punished.
They should be punished for sure.
Yeah,
and it's hard. It's hard. It's yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's fraud.
At that point, you don't build such a bond with the kid. That shit it's hard to
that
just.
That shit happens all the time.
But
too,
the heirs have to pay time. That money back sometimes.
A lot of times.
Like if she, you've been paying child support on a child that it ain't sure.
Restitution, bitch.
Pay what back?
Pay what back? The child support.
What she gonna get it from?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like
that money gone.
That money over with. And then yeah. What nigga finna be going down there like pressing it like, bitch, you ain't sent me my money this month. You better let it go.
Man, put this hoe in jail.
I'll be on my 50 cent shit with my money.
If not jail just because she's a hoe?
You ain't sent nobody to jail. You might as well go ahead and just press for my money. Where my money at?
Yeah. Because
you really ain't going to get it.
Well, just let it be.
Because if it's the other way around, they press you for the money. Huh? If it's the other way around, they press you for the money. For the child support. And to get the court.
Get the license. No,
that's what I'm saying.
You can't get a job. You can't go to school. You can't get a scholarship. You can't do nothing.
You can still go to school.
I just don't think jail.
It depends on what state you in.
Unless you did some goddamn.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think jail's the answer to nothing.
I don't think jail the answer.
You got to need that.
You did some goddamn play with some kids and shit like that.
I don't think for not paying child support.
I feel like you need to answer to that shit some kind of way, though.
I agree.
Get your checks. Cause
they're damn sure. There's people who pay child.
Oh God.
There's people who pay child support. They pay their child
Splickety
support.
Splat.
There's people who pay their child support outside of the court system. Like pay more than the judgment and still end up in jail. They give $1,500, $2,000 a month. The judge would have ruled for $600, but the baby mama petty is still getting put in jail and lie and say he ain't pay child support.
Yeah.
What the
nigga
fuck?
Nigga who got them. We done made a agreement. You put me on child support. Okay, cool. I fuck with you. Mm. Then you be like, man, we ain't worried about that shit. We ain't worried about it, but I'm been getting you goddamn $2,500 a month. We just say this. Throughout the month, paying your bills, woo-woo-woo. Mm-hmm. Soon we get into it, now you want back pay.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
that's some bullshit.
I need that child support.
Stevie J.
Did y'all know in Florida
how
now?
How you know Stevie J? Said you?
I'm screaming.
How?
Because this nigga owes like $1 billion in back
he
child support.
He probably wasn't paying it.
Okay, man.
Some niggas don't be paying this shit.
A lot of niggas
don't pay. Some people don't.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did y'all know now in Florida, since they banned abortions, that at a woman at 15 weeks, the guy has to pay child support now at 15 weeks. Wait, why she's 15 weeks pregnant? Mm-hmm. Because she can't have an abortion after 15 weeks pregnant. So now the guy that she's allegedly pregnant by has to pay child support.
That's what, 3 months?
She, mm-hmm, while she's pregnant.
So now, they were having abortions after 3 months?
Well, you can, yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. I ain't never had one.
And the baby damn near, like...
That's a big baby? That's a big thing that I can't explain. Something's going on with that law, the heartbeat bill and all that, but... Mm-hmm. I guess, but can you do a DNA test at 15 weeks?
No. So the thing is, if the baby come out not yours, she has to pay the money back.
The money gone.
It's so hard to get that money back.
That's what I keep talking about.
Yeah, it's so hard to get that money back.
They keep talking about the money that ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
Listen, and then she got to pay you the money back, right? And when she find the real daddy got to pay her all the way into that 15 weeks.
That's why.
Man, that's in Florida.
The niggas ain't, man. Pay it up, man. Niggas ain't finna do that.
That's the new Florida law that they trying to pass right now. So
that ain't gonna happen. Who's gonna vote
next?
Who's gonna vote for that?
I don't know who's voting for that. They already voted that you can't have an abortion.
You know, Florida just be passing their own laws.
Man, so. Florida is a different animal.
Yeah, it's a different.
Everything is all
America
than
it's Florida. Like, they do what the fuck they want to do.
You want to go fight for Fruit Kane? Nah, for real. You gonna go fight for Ukraine?
God bless Ukraine. I ain't got nothing to do with that, though.
You go fight for Ukraine.
We not.
I'm just saying, like, if it got fucked up and like America said we gonna go over there and help, would you go?
Me?
Anybody?
Hell no.
They got a meme.
Would you go over there? Would you go over there and fight for a month for 100 million?
Shit, it ain't no guarantee
you're
gonna make it back.
I'm just asking.
Especially fucking with Russia.
Which
ain't no guarantee. They over there wiping shit out.
And Russia ain't bullshitting.
They wiping shit out.
You'll go there for 100 million.
What the 100 million gonna do if I'm dead?
I'm saying, like, they put
it. They don't gotta go over there fighting.
They put their deposit right in your wife.
They hide
right
from Russia. They wiping everything.
For the 100 million?
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with Russia.
You heard the term stepping on shit? Russia is stepping on shit.
I ain't fucking with Russia.
30 days. 30 days. Hold on. 30 days.
Front line?
But what are the conditions? Damn, like, where am I going to be staying? Front line.
Can I be in the kitchen cooking?
Nah, you got to go over there.
They blowing them up, too.
We'll say that. You just got to go over there. You just got to be over there.
I'm going to act like 30 days.
They're going to put the money in your account before you leave.
You ain't seen the videos? They wiping niggas out.
I'm going to have to roll.
Huh? They wiping niggas out. I think they mistakenly might be wiping their own people. They wiping niggas out.
Who?
They Russia. Sweeping shit. Yeah,
they wiping niggas
shit.
Out.
They on some other shit. They hitting schools.
I'm going to pass on that one.
I'm not playing with Putin.
I'm a lucky nigga, bro.
Everything.
100, they going to go ahead and deposit that shit. Now
it would be just your luck.
I'm out.
You'd be the last day. You're on the way to the plane. Boom!
There goes Ben.
Now they hit the plane.
Hit the plane.
Man, it ain't even they ain't even got no airport. What the hell is y'all talking about, man?
They ain't got no airport no more.
They blew up the airport on the first day. What the hell is y'all talking about, man?
Nah, and they put a track on your leg. Like, you got to be in the big sub. You can't go hide.
Nah. Fuck it, then. We don't do that. Because if I go over there, I could hide in one some shit they already blew up for 30 days.
They said them folks spending the block again, man.
They going to keep spinning until there ain't nothing else to spin.
That shit is sad.
How that shit going to end up, though? We going to get it.
Well, that's usually how it goes. That's usually how it goes with $6 gas.
From Samuel L. Jackson and what's his name? Brad Pitt from Django.
Mm-hmm.
They said that... The Samuel L. Jackson, the nigga, was the United States, and he was holding on to what's the name was Ukraine. Brad Pitt was Ukraine. Like, we doing all this trying to. Man, fuck y'all. I ain't telling my joke. Fuck y'all.
It was it. It ain't gonna lead to nothing.
If I show y'all this shit right now, y'all gonna goddamn fall out of the ground. I don't give a fuck.
But, what's on your heart, E? What you want to talk about, E? What's on your mind?
Welcome to Big Facts.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Another one of the honorary hosts, right?
Honorary.
Ain't nothing, man. You know, life's good, man. Shit, we still out here, right?
That's the most important
that
part.
That motherfucking COVID is all of a sudden is going away now that the war is here, right?
Now it's gas. Now we don't worry
about gas. They gonna keep something on our ass, though.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna get no breaks.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
It's beautiful to be out here.
None of that shit don't even, I just feel like.
What you feel like, cuz?
That shit don't even affect us, for real.
How it don't? Yes, it does.
It affects you when you think about it.
You fill up your gas tank?
Bro, but that shit seemed the same. I put $100 in my shit every other day anyway.
Oh, well.
But nah, the gas. Fill your
I stopped and
like
got gas in Buckhead yesterday.
Uh-huh. Do that same.
The gas was $4.97.
I seen fives.
It was $4.97.
Yeah.
In Cali,
I don't even
remember. $8.
Yeah, that shit been like
it's
that.
Almost
in Cali,
$8.
It was like at $5 or $6.
It's been $6. It's been $5 or something forever.
Yeah, it's been that shit.
Gotta use that premium.
That shit is crazy. It's almost $8.
Yeah,
bucks.
I put premium in my shit. I'm finna goddamn probably bumping on down the goddamn to the middle.
To the medium.
That should be nah, but that shit all the same, bro. I ain't saying it don't affect us. I'm just saying like.
What you gonna do? Not get gas?
You gotta get gas.
Gotta get
like, what you about to do? Stop living? Because
you gotta get more money. Yeah, you gotta get more money.
That's it.
Cost
inflation.
This
shit gonna go high. You gotta get exactly what you said.
Every time that shit go up, that means you gotta go harder.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all bought a pack of bacon lately? Like,
have y'all bought a pack of beef?
Don't eat bacon no more.
I don't eat that.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna say that shit. $10.
Orange juice for me.
I'm a vegan.
Hamburger is like. Some shit that used to be like $6, $7.
I'm a nigga vegan. I just ain't been eating all that bullshit. A negan.
A swiggin. Something like it.
Something like it.
A switch hitter every now and then.
That's great. Something like a vegan.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. What we doing, Scream?
What we doing, Jade?
Bitch, I mean, don't be putting that shit back on me.
Like, it's on you. That's what that seat is
okay,
for.
Okay, cool. That's what we finna do. So.
That seat is for.
No, no. Let me find
out. Nah, we were talking the other day about false confidence. Like, fuck with certain people that give you false confidence. Like, knowing.
Elaborate.
Like, just say, Vincent, if I'm always, scream, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes, man.
That's going to give you the false
confidence.
To really think you doing something.
Yeah, but that shit ain't shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that's fueled by that.
But is that always a bad thing though?
Yes.
Yes. False confidence is.
Because you'd be a little bit.
A little bit of it maybe is necessary.
Not on no dick riding shit. Like sometimes people need that extra push to believe in themselves so that they can really
false confidence can turn into
eventually.
I don't think that's false though. I think that's motivation. I think it's a difference between motivation and false confidence.
False confidence.
You gotta pump it up some bullshit.
You know it's some bullshit confidence. And you pumping it up.
Like, just bro, like if you got a kid, right? And your kid
is trying to run track. The kid is trying to run track, but they keep coming in last place, and you keep telling them one day you're going to come in first place. And
telling them you're a great runner. You're a great runner. You can do it.
You tell
that might not be what you can do. You might be great.
Do to make them better. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
You ain't supposed to be pumping up and telling them that you're good. You're coming in last and you're good. No, you're not. We need to get you right.
Yeah.
Recipe is my pops. Like, I loved it because I'm horrible at basketball. So he was like, "So many things you can do, son, other than basketball." He wouldn't tell me I suck at basketball, but he was like, "There's so many things you can do.
There's so much shit you can do.
Like, you don't have to play basketball. Like, it's ways to do it and motivate people to do other shit." That's all I'm saying. Motivation is different from just false confidence.
No, I'm saying like just say Vince is like a fighter. Like, that shit could be detrimental to a nigga.
What you mean, like a boxer?
Yeah, like a boxer.
Yeah, if you ain't good at boxing, though, you keep getting your ass knocked out, then they don't even keep telling you finna be the best ever.
You giving a nigga false confidence, knowing, like, but telling, I'm saying, like, the bullshit false confidence. Like, if I'm telling you, like, hell yeah, we about to get this one, but then I go tell E, like, man, anything, get his ass knocked out.
I'm screaming. Yeah. You low key betting against your homie.
You really know this nigga up to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
You really know this nigga suck. Yeah, but
instead just tell him like we gonna goddamn figure gonna cancel this.
Out. Yeah,
yeah,
like
you setting him up for failure.
You ain't ready.
Yeah,
you
we gonna
ready,
get bro. You a goddamn a corn dog truck or something because like this boxing shit ain't.
And that's what I'm getting at. That's the worst part of the false confidence shit is that you taking time and energy away from the shit that person's supposed to be doing.
Or could be doing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like that shit detrimental.
Because everybody great at something.
Facts.
You just got to find out what you're great at.
But what if somebody more than one to be greatest? Mm-hmm. Like, what if they not great? Like, okay, what if they want to be a rapper, right? And they do suck, but they keep putting in time, effort, and energy.
See, rap,
putting in time. Go ahead.
Rap got a little bit of Las Vegas in it because you could fuck around and hit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rap is trendy now.
Yeah,
you can catch a trend and fuck around and do something.
Right.
Yeah. No, I was finna say with rap that shit different. But it's if you try to keep doing the same thing, like you gonna change the wheel. To me. That's when you kind of tell them, like, that ain't working right there.
You not
going to work, but that right there ain't going to work. Because we've been trying that for, like, 7 years straight. The same routine, we got to do something different. Because a nigga can goddamn wake up tomorrow and make a goddamn, I'm living my best life. Duval did.
Yeah, for real.
But he wasn't rapping how he was trying to rap at first. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Came out with that hit, like, that shit just be different, bro.
But if you boxing and you keep getting your ass,
you're just not a boxer.
Gonna keep getting your ass knocked out.
With that rap shit, you can catch.
Like, yeah, it's a little
different. Long as you got them, all right, now I'm finna deal with some more producers. Mm-hmm. Now you trying to just, I'm finna just lock in. Me and my boy, our sound ain't it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe we might need to get with some new producers, get some writers in here to write some hooks and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's like you can tell a motherfucker how to do that. Like, bro, you got some of them niggas be like, I got this shit. I'm the hardest. Mm-hmm. That's a fool. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't want to take no type of
nothing.
Yeah, like, y'all want to hear that? Like, shit. That's them folk that learn the hard way. But some of them folk.
That's why they ain't still stuck.
Some of them folk like that make
facts.
It. Though. Yeah. Like, facts. Kanye. Some of them niggas like that you can't tell and then make it too.
But Kanye.
It's two different things.
Kanye never sucked, though.
No, I'm just saying, to them niggas he did, because he came with a new style.
Nah, he didn't
to everybody
suck.
Else,
just,
he sucked.
They didn't think it was it. You talking
that's
about
what
the documentary.
He sucked, but they knew, they didn't think that was
they
it.
They thought that was...
We like your beats better.
Right, he thought that, basically, I'm the biggest shit over here, and they looking like, bro, you make the beats, bro, don't rap type shit. You know what I'm saying? But we talking about the people who suck. Like, they suck.
But no, that really sucked. That shit can catch.
Everybody that has sucked creatively
saying somebody sucks is
opinion.
But factually, statistically, when it comes to boxing and sports and other shit that have facts and numbers attached to it, you can say he sucks at boxing or basketball. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So don't give them people to false.
But shit, most of the people that say that they suck can't do the shit either.
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
We just saying that if I'm just saying
dedicating your life to something. You're trying to dedicate your life
you're
to
great
something,
at
with
something
with false confidence.
Yeah.
That you suck at ain't gonna work.
Nah, yeah.
It's just like me trying to goddamn go to Dance with the Stars. That's not gonna work.
But you can do it though.
Well, I think you could.
I'm saying
it.
I probably could do it,
you
but
keep
me
losing that
like,
you on your way, you're gonna be on that.
I'm saying I try to go in there right now. Like, I'm finna compete. No. I'm not ready. I'm gonna need practice.
But I know you can do it.
Huh?
I know you can do it though.
And they do practice.
That's false confidence.
They practice.
I ain't going out there with that shit. I know what I can do.
No, I believe in you though.
Me too.
I know you can
I
do it.
I could definitely see you out there doing the tango.
For a lot of shit, but not for that. I'm just saying, not even that. Just, nigga, I'm finna go build an airplane. You believe I can do that?
Yeah, well, okay.
If you put your mind to it.
Build an airplane? Hell no.
I'm talking about like walk straight out there motherfucker tonight and go build an airplane.
I'm out.
No.
I don't
no.
You can do
you can get on YouTube. They got some YouTube tutorials.
You gonna get on?
Hell no.
Right. So you don't believe in an airplane.
Yeah, you gonna take the first flight with me.
Right, exactly.
Now, matter of fact, you fly. You believe in me that much, you gonna go fly this motherfucker airplane.
That I built.
Well, with you, dog.
I ain't going though. I just built it. Fuck you, I know it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh gosh.
Oh, no. But yeah, everybody great at something, just, you know, explore. Some people don't figure that shit out till whatever, 40, 50 years old, whatever the case is. You great at something, but what you think you have a passion for, you that might just have to be your hobby.
What you mean?
What I'm saying is if let's say music. We always talk about when you should stop or this, that, and the third, but if it ain't working out, you put your all in the music, but you would have been the best real estate agent or lawyer or manager or producer or something ever. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to find what you're great at.
Hey, let me ask you this. I'm just leaning on it. You ever seen a nigga goddamn, you know goddamn, he hang with, just say Vincent, Scream and Rip, y'all hang together, right? Rip don't really fuck with me, right? But that's your man. Then you and Rip fall out.
Yeah,
now you all under my pitches and shit.
Mm-hmm. What's the word?
You ever seen a nigga get into it with niggas and then try to act like I'm teaming up with him?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit, the lamest shit.
Switching sides. What's the word for that, though?
And then I might not even know that. Man, I ain't saying that. Like,
I can't think of it.
Not on no, I'm trying to get with you type shit, but I'm just trying to show him that I fuck with you now.
Yeah.
So, you see what I'm saying? That shit lame as fuck. Because you know I'm not, I don't fuck with you. I don't even know you.
I keep thinking till I get it.
Gay?
Yeah.
It's another type of word for it.
Nah, it's a lot of weird niggas like that.
That shit weird to me.
Yeah.
Weird for sure.
He'll fuck you too.
Right.
Just because if me and Jay don't fuck with Scream, and I stopped fucking with Jay, I still don't fuck with Nam, honey.
You're right.
Yeah.
I live now.
Yeah.
It was Jay the whole time, bro, why me and you couldn't be cool.
Yeah. You know, it's people that's...
Fake is one word.
Fake is one word.
That's super fake.
But it's people that's just messy like that.
Mm-hmm. But how do you accept the nigga, though?
Accept? What you mean accept? Yeah.
How could you accept me?
No. Are you talking about the new person?
They was weird in the first place. That's why you didn't.
You talking about the new
person? What I'm saying,
the new person?
Jay already saying fuck Scream,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Scream, me and Jay fall out, and I'm on some Scream shit, man. I was saying fuck you because Jay was saying fuck you and got nothing.
So you said how could I accept?
How could you accept me?
Oh yeah, that makes them weird too.
Stop fucking with him in the first place because they was weird. So that's why they could team up.
That's pussy shit. Period. Like
yeah,
yeah, because they gonna do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
How could you accept me like? Damn, bro, you just saying fuck me, but now you want me to be cool with you because you just gave me
information. It ain't even no talk for people like that. No conversation. Like, we ain't got shit to talk about. You said fuck me, so man, fuck me. Stand on that.
Fuck me, fuck you. And that's it.
Double motherfuck your
that's
mama.
It,
like,
that's all.
Yeah, like.
Not double motherfuck.
Ain't no reprieve.
Right, like, because, like, people, when especially if you saying fuck me for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you saying fuck me for no reason, man. Clear that whole shit out.
No, it's just like, wherever you at. I don't feel like I could goddamn... If me and Jade was friends, right? And I know of Jade, even if I don't have nothing against Sha or Scream, but I know Jade got a million things that she don't fuck with y'all about. Mm-hmm. She hates y'all, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if we fall out and we still cool, me and you cool, I'm not finna start telling you now what she said.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's fake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that shit fake. Why I ain't tell you then?
Whole shit. That's whole shit, man.
How could you even hear that?
Yeah, I don't even
want to
hear it.
Yeah.
Like, how could a nigga, you can't come tell me nothing about a nigga you could have been told me this shit.
Right.
If you fucked with me. Now, you finna tell me now? You want me to fight your battle.
Yeah.
Right.
And for a nigga to do that, that's
you want a war daddy.
Shit,
like, why are you doing that?
That shit girls do.
Yeah, that's the shit girls do, but these niggas, the new bitches.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
they want to do everything a bitch do.
Yeah, it's like.
Everything a bitch do, niggas want to do now.
Facts.
They won't even let a bitch have nothing no more.
You want to tell me, goddamn.
They won't.
All this shit. Oh yeah, bro. I wanted to tell you that shit, but you know how that go. Goddamn, the nigga had.
The nigga had what?
Bitch, like, bro. What are you talking about? Like, I don't want to hear what you and your man. Why is you telling me this?
Yeah, that's
why. Like, I lose all respect for you. You come at me like shit. Just regular. Mm-hmm. Just keep it regular.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you want me to feel how you feel about him
now, right?
Messy,
man. I feel the same way about y'all. The same way I've been feeling.
I ain't saying that. I switched up. I said, if we ain't got no problem, let's say for instance, me and Jay cool, but you and Jay not, and me and you cool. I'm in the middle. We ain't got no problem. Me and Jay fall out. Now I want to tell you what she been saying.
Yeah, that's you weird too.
That's the weirdest.
Yeah, that's because
you weirder than her.
None of that had nothing to do with you.
Yes.
Yeah. So you wasn't supposed to be in the middle of that know-how.
Anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But now, but when I fall out with her, and you still my boy, I want to tell you, because I know y'all don't like each other, I want to be like, well, yeah, I remember that time she had said this. You a hoe, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Messy.
Now I know you too. I know exactly who you are.
It's messy.
Nah, that's crazy. I just looking on my page, nigga liking my picture. But I don't like my picture, bro.
Fuck you.
You want me to be like, what's up? And then you want to tell me some stuff.
Not some stuff.
I don't hear no stuff. You don't want to hear that stuff?
Man, you stupid as hell, man. Oh my God.
Yeah, shit,
like,
man.
What the fuck?
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big Facts Friday.
How long that is, man? We're going to scrape this motherfucker out.
Yeah, we need to keep going. We need to keep talking about some shit.
What's on everybody's heart? What's on your mind?
The dough.
You said the dough?
I'm going to go get that Honda for that Ukraine trip.
No, bro.
Is that real?
Yeah, because they're going to have to give you some bomb.
Nah, man, listen, man. Yeah, nobody going to Ukraine.
Some fire retardant clothing.
If they tell you, go over there, they'll give you 100 me. Uh-huh. Either stay 30 days or kill 10 people.
Shit, I'm taking the 10.
No, I'm saying, whichever one comes first. If it take you 30 days to kill 10 people,
do it matter
who
you 20, kill?
Huh?
Do it matter what people you kill? Because you can stay your ass
you gotta
in the plane.
You got to kill the ops, of course.
Oh, you stay your ass
you got to kill 10
in
Russia.
Do I get, I mean, okay, so before I go over there and kill the 10 ops,
I'm gone.
Do I get tactical training?
Nah,
because I can't just go up against these boats.
You gotta go over there, Baby J.
You gotta go there ready, off the plane.
Yeah.
Rambo.
Man. Wait, you gotta go over there, Baby J.
So can they just
pull it out the waistband?
Yeah, you gotta go over there, Baby J.
Man, shit.
They gonna suit you up and all that shit.
Yeah, what I'm trying to tell you is they gonna blow up the plane. You ain't gonna make it on the turf.
Listen, I'm just gonna be like, give me some grenades. I'm gonna get off the plane and just start humming through grenades. Do that count?
If somebody does, 10 people.
Man, give me some blow darts. They ain't even gonna see that shit coming.
I'm gonna stick with the slow grind.
You ain't going over there for the
10. Have you watched? Have you seen what's going on over there?
I ain't been watching this.
Oh, okay, that's why he's thinking about it.
I'm just talking about it. I just ride past the sign there at night and say, pray for Ukraine. It's right there by Grady.
Yeah.
And I don't be wanting to see that shit.
No, it was sad. I seen one clip where at the hospital, the nurses was down in the basement. Apparently, it was the NICU at a hospital. So all the sick babies, they took them from the top floors and they down in the basement, like got them babies laid on the floor with machines connected to them.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up. When I
they killing babies and shit too?
They doing all that shit. Like when so what's the name?
Shit, they put all the babies
when Thug
in the
had like first made the announcement or whatever that he wanted to help, like all the students and shit were like DMing me like videos and pictures and all that kind of shit. Man, that shit is fucked up over there. Like,
crazy.
It's bad.
I couldn't imagine nothing like
but
that.
But it's badder. I mean, it's worse, sir, for us. That's why, like, a lot of people are kind of, like, skeptical about
help trying to help the efforts, because like we're doing certain things to help the efforts for Ukraine, but at the end of the day, the Ukrainians are fucking us over the worst way over there.
I've heard that.
Denying us fucking health care, denying us from being able to leave. You know what I'm saying? Even the women and the children, as long as they have a dark color, like they're getting screwed over. And a lot of people are saying, like, why are we pushing so hard to help a country that is not trying to help us type shit?
Yeah, I seen something like that. I seen one guy, based off what you were saying, one guy was saying that they were allowing the Ukrainians to pets, like their dogs, to get on the train before they allow a black woman,
a black
her
human.
Child.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like the Ukrainians, they pets. And then maybe the blacks. After
maybe
that.
The niggas.
Yeah, but they wasn't even allowing women and children. They was allowing people to be able to take their dogs on these trains. Like, that's just crazy.
Pray for them. Wish them the best. We got a lot going on right here in our own turf, though.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot
white
going
man,
on
black
right
man,
here.
White man, black man, Jew man. I ain't going for nothing.
There's a lot going on right here that we need to fix. Right here as well.
Yeah,
so
man, this shit is already fucked up down here, like you said, man.
So there's a lot going on right here. We got our own war.
Y'all seen that shit, the young nigga, man? Young nigga like, well, I ain't finna do the J. I'll tell y'all off, yeah.
All right.
Nah, but y'all seen that shit. The young nigga, like, they DM Russia.
No. What?
Oh, yeah, I saw
that shit. I've not seen it.
Man, Atlanta ain't got shit to do with that shit, man. We ain't in America.
Oh, God.
Pray for them folks. Hopefully they'll be straight, but pray for us, too. We got our own shit going on over
what
there.
What else are we talking about, Scream? We got a few minutes.
What you want to talk about, Jade? What you want to talk about?
You know, all my jokes and my topics and shit be
jokes.
Like, I mean, not jokes, jokes, but like, you know, most of my topics be like relationships, baby mama, baby daddy scenarios and shit like that. And y'all say y'all get tired of talking about that.
Yeah, they was so many scenarios.
Shit. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of scenarios.
How it always shit. End, though.
Go ahead.
No, I'm telling you, shoot one.
No, I'm telling you, shoot one.
You know who got the topic that's trying to be quiet?
Cash.
That we could use this last few minutes. OG Cash Sheezy. What are we talking about today,
Cash
Sheezy? No narcissists.
You don't want to talk?
Oh, yeah,
text it to me. I'll say
narcissism. I looked up narcissist too. That ain't what y'all. Y'all don't know shit.
What you talking about? What you mean we don't
that
know shit?
That shit wasn't what y'all what narcissist was.
Okay, so since you're so smart, what is it, Sherlock?
I don't know either.
Nigga Lock.
That's what y'all was saying.
Whatever the fuck you are.
What you mean?
That definitely was a twist on narcissism last week.
Yeah, bro. Them folks, even everybody know y'all didn't know what y'all.
Yeah, people was correcting this.
They were saying we was wrong. Who not a narcissist?
We gonna bring a dictionary. We gonna bring a dictionary.
We're gonna bring a dictionary.
The shit y'all was saying.
We need a real one. One of them you open and read.
Okay. Nah, but the main tactic that a narcissist is big on, or the main tactic that a narcissist uses, is reverse psychology. Like
that's the act, but it ain't in the definition. He's saying the definition of it.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, what's the
what the hell are you talking
empathy.
About?
That's
the lack of empathy and people basically. they get you to do things or you do shit and then they flip it back on you like it's your fault. Like just like Scream, if I catch you fucking with another bitch, right? And you're cheating, you're doing all this shit, like you taking the girl to the movies, y'all going to the nail shop. And I'm telling you, I want to go to the movies. I want to go to the nail shop. But you're not doing the shit with me. But you're going to go cheat with this bitch and then go do all the shit that I'm telling you that I want to do with this bitch. But you're when I confront you about it and let you know that I... Are you paying attention?
I'm reading the definition.
Oh,
as you talk.
Did you catch him?
What do you mean? It don't matter how I know.
If you ain't caught a nigga, I ain't guilty. That's any nigga. That's anybody.
That ain't got shit to do with what we talking about.
Oh, so I'm saying, did you catch him? In that.
Bro, that...
And he tried to flip it on. You said if a nigga... If you said you having premonitions of a nigga doing something, he actually doing it.
It's not
he flipping on you.
This nigga is doing it. I saw the nigga at the nail shop with the bitch.
Oh, now, if you saw him at the nail shop and he tried flipping on you, he's a liar.
The definition...
You caught.
The definition, as in Webster's, of narcissist, so we can lay this to rest, is an extremely self-centered person who has an exaggerated sense of self-importance.
It's more to it than that.
It's not more to it. That's the...
Narcissistic.
It's narcissist. It's narcissist. narcissism, but they it's do different lack shit. Empathy. But a narcissist, that's the definition.
They lack empathy, but they also try to get you to blame yourself for things that are their fault. Hold on, what the fuck are y'all talking about, man?
I got you on the narcissist.
An extremely self-centered person who has an exaggerated...
Bro, a textbook dictionary definition is not always how you define something.
But look, Jay, I got
okay. How you define it?
Like, wait. Go ahead, what an fuck? Extremely self-centered person who has an exaggerated sense of self-importance.
I get what I'm saying.
Where that shit at when you talk about it? You just pulled up something. Pull up what you talking about.
Jay, I got you. A narcissist.
I'm just saying, that's the definition.
Personality disorder. Involves a pattern.
That ain't the definition.
Hold on, you gotta go to the dictionary.
Crackers, man.
Hold on.
This is it.
Who wrote
that?
Hold on. That's Google.
Hold up.
That's right.
That's Google.
Listen, y'all.
Google.
Shroom, shroom, shroom.
You're Google.
Okay. It involves a pattern of a self-centered, arrogant thinking and behavior.
That's what it is.
Lack of empathy. That's what Jade is saying. A lack of empathy. I'm telling her she's right. A lack of empathy and consideration for others' feelings. Excessive need of admiration.
Maybe I need to reword what I said better. Okay, let's just say me and you are together, Scream. Listen, Scream, put your phone down and stop doing all that theatrical shit.
Put your phone down.
And you got the Webster.
Chill out. Okay, so here, let me explain this a little bit better.
Right.
So let's just say me and you go together, right? Are we together, married, in a relationship, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like I just said, I'm telling you, I want to go to the movies. I want to get my nails done. I want to go on a picnic, blah, blah, blah. You saying, I'm not really into that. I don't really do that, blah, 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 that's whatever, whatever. But then you cheat on me and I catch you cheating on me with this bitch at the nail shop after y'all have gone to do the picnic and, you know what I'm saying, the movies and all that shit, whatever,
that
whatever.
You didn't want to do it
but
with
you're
you.
Telling me that the reason that you didn't want to do it with me is because I'm always accusing you of cheating and you don't feel like being bothered with me when you're actually cheating.
So that person has been...
You really fucking up the energy because if I do go on a picnic with you, you're going to talk about this bitch.
But you...
So what you is? If I'm a narcissist, what are you?
That's exactly what you are, because I'm going to talk about this bitch because you cheating on me with this bitch.
So, well, you need to go on and do what you need to do then. What a nigga supposed to do? Unless I'm caught. If I'm caught, I'm caught. If I ain't caught, I ain't caught.
Yeah,
a cheater. How that make somebody something else, though?
I think that's a manipulator and a manipulation.
What do you think? What do you think the characteristics of a narcissist
are? We said last week
that they're
cousins.
Say that, though.
They're cousins. Yeah. But what I'm saying is a narcissist, when you say you're a narcissist.
Manipulator is a whole nother person. Like, you just manipulate the situation.
A manipulator.
Yeah, a nibbler.
A manipulator.
You just a whole nother person. Like, you just that.
Yes, I agree.
I feel like y'all trying to run all that shit, some bullshit, but y'all trying to run it all into one. You can't.
Yeah, it's, to me. The secondary definition.
It's starting to hit home with Bank. He like,
No,
y'all ain't finna categorize me with all this.
No Urban Dictionary. Ain't no Urban Dictionary.
There is no Urban Dictionary.
Who made the Urban Dictionary? That's some bullshit. I can make an Urban Dictionary.
Go ahead,
a narcissist is a fuck nigga. That's a fuck nigga his whole life.
That ain't no definition. Niggas, go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. Put your Urban Google.
I'm a mute.
Urban Google says a narcissist is someone who has little to no empathy, manipulates others, gaslights, makes others doubt
their reality. What the fuck do y'all think gaslighting
makes
is?
Others doubt their reality, lies.
Doubting reality. You're accusing me of, you're telling me that you don't want to do
this
shit with me because
end
I'm
this
accusing
episode.
You of cheating and you're a fucking cheater.
Give me. Hold on. This how we go.
I'm trying to say every nigga's a narcissist.
This how we go. Believes their own lies.
Jay do the same shit.
Not a narcissist.
Everybody do the same shit.
That's not a narcissist. No, it's not.
Everybody do the same shit.
That's not a narcissist. I'm telling you, it's not.
Everybody do. If a nigga tell you he want a show.
Yeah.
If a nigga tell you he want a show for $100,000 and you done kept $60,000 of this money, you gonna make this nigga believe, bro, you is tripping. I didn't make $60,000.
Right. That's not narcissism.
But what
that's,
are you?
That's not.
That's manipulation.
Just to discredit.
Nigga, cause what? If he came and say, I want 50 for a show, and you charge a nigga $100, he got what he wanted. But the nigga tell me, you be like, hell nah, nigga, gave, they what gave you 50. What that make you?
Shit, all my fees are in my contracts.
I'm just saying, but if you can get you one in, though, you going to get it.
Look up.
If you know a nigga want one for 50, got a $50 show, and you can get 100, you not finna tell him that this 100? That ain't his business, but I'm saying if he finds out.
I'm standing on that. Yeah, nigga, I got the 50.
All right, we're gonna see how accurate the Urban Google Dictionary is. We're gonna look up.
I'm saying anything, not even just that, anything. If you ride by the nigga car, if you hit a nigga car, boom, and it's not a dent right there.
It ain't no hit.
Ho, you gonna say you didn't hit the car. Bro, I seen my car rock, bro. Bro, you tripping. Yes, ain't that right here?
I ain't hit that motherfucker.
I ain't hit that motherfucker. Am I right or wrong, though?
You right. Okay.
Am I right or wrong? What you gonna say? If I walk out there and see my truck rock like Jade, and I walk out there like, you gonna try to convince me that it didn't hit because there ain't no scratches on them.
But what are you saying? That makes you a narcissist?
If I'm saying I ain't cheating and you know I'm cheating, what that make me?
A liar.
That's what we just. You said it makes you a narcissist, though, Jay. Didn't you say that earlier?
Some bullshit.
You say if you know.
No, it's a bullshit.
But y'all act like.
Right. If I know.
I'm going to show you.
If I know, I see.
I got your truck rocked.
If I know, I seen my truck wiggling. This shit still out here wiggling. You're like, I ain't hit that truck. That might be the wind. Ain't no dent.
It just makes you a liar.
So why they don't make me a liar when I'm cheating and you feel like
but
you know.
But I'm standing on that shit, though, bro. I hit your truck. It ain't nothing wrong. What's up?
You
can
still
doing?
Be a liar and a narcissist.
You no, I'm just both. Saying, but you know, if you, what if you don't know you hit it?
If I don't know I'm hit it, if I don't know I hit it, then it ain't hit.
Shit, period. Sometimes nigga blank out when they cheat. Nigga don't know what they doing.
Shut the fuck up, man.
I wasn't there. You convince yourself you ain't do that.
And on tomorrow's episode,
you can't believe your own lies.
No, right.
Believe your own lies.
I'm just saying it's all the same, though. So you
no, it's not.
Narcissists are what strangers.
No. I didn't want to show that her dictionary some bullshit. So let's take the word manipulate, right? The definition of manipulate is to treat or operate with or as with the hands by mechanical means, especially in skillful manner. That's the definition, all right? Now, you give your definition of manipulate. Give your definition. Read it.
You will give... Wait. Read making the, people do what you want.
That is not the definition of manipulate.
That's not...
That's not the definition of manipulate. No, because you can manipulate the microphone. You can manipulate your phone.
Okay. Fact.
You can manipulate different things.
You move the mic, nigga. You manipulated the mic. Nigga.
When you manipulate the phone and the mic and all that shit, when you manipulate it, what are you doing? Making it move
how
you wanted to move.
Yes,
so
she. Yes, but her definition didn't say that. Her definition, no, it didn't.
It is.
No.
It
did.
What you want?
You can make it
what
you want.
No, it said a person. It said a person. Read it again. Read it again. It said a person.
It said making people do what you
making
want.
People.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Making people. Okay, so saying that's some bullshit. Yeah. This is not a people.
Microphone.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Not a people.
You
can add in another
person. It is. They write those screen.
It says making people.
That's manipulating people.
Hold on.
That's manipulating people. Manipulating the microphone.
That's the definition. But that definition stops there.
No.
That's not the full definition.
Yeah.
It stops there. It ain't right.
Why the fuck are you talking about a microphone?
Period. No, because that's this is the fucking true. Definition. This is wrong, the definition.
No, you wrong screen.
It says people or things.
Simplifying.
So if this says
make. No, you gotta type in manipulator.
No, just manipulate. We got the same.
What hold you got? Up. Manipulate or manipulate?
Hold it up. Hold it up. Manipulate and manipulate.
But screen,
it's the same said, shit. Come with another word. I'm gonna show you that's some bullshit because I don't use it.
Empathy. Pull up empathy.
Empathy. Pull up empathy. Pull up empathy.
We're gonna Google empathy. Bunch of different versions.
No, pull up empathy.
No, screen. But yours said people or things. Hers just said people. What's the difference?
It's a big difference. It's leaving out the things.
Bro,
I can manipulate your head. I just manipulated your head. It's manipulated.
But you manipulated it to make it do what you wanted it to do.
It's an it.
I can't understand it, Jake.
They didn't say it. The it is not in there. If I look,
if I understand it.
No, listen.
I understand both of y'all.
If a little kid read that, they would think the only way you can manipulate is people. A little kid would read that and say, okay, manipulate is when you do it to people.
Yeah.
Then somebody would say, you can manipulate your phone. Seriously, a 6 or 7 year old that's in their phone.
Yeah. Then you can manipulate your phone. They wouldn't know. It's leaving out the whole thing. Now let's go to empathy before we wrap up.
Men got 6 to 7 year old men.
Go to empathy.
If I never heard that word before and I look it up, I think that just
that's it. Also, yeah. And it stops there.
Wait, the Urban Dictionary. Yeah. Can I give a Snapple fact about the Urban Dictionary?
Can you read empathy?
Thank you, please.
Can you read empathy?
Before I do that, please, can I give a Snapple fact?
I just want to hear empathy.
Because it's just another version. Let me give y'all one Snapple fact about the Urban Dictionary.
Some bullshit.
No, it's not. The Urban Dictionary was for people to understand how urban people speak.
Break down the technical terms and make it relatable.
That's the slang dictionary.
Exactly. No, that's the Urban Dictionary is slang.
Scree smart.
You put a slang word Scree in
smart.
Here,
that's the slang dictionary.
That's
the slang
dictionary.
What the fuck is you talking about?
That's the slang dictionary.
Urban Dictionary means black people.
Yeah.
Slang.
Yeah.
No. You wrong.
Because you can sit there and put something in like.
Can you read empathy? We want to do money?
I hate this place.
You want to really get into it? We'll look up money. Because y'all be mad that quarters and pennies and dimes is money.
I didn't know that was money. You went in the Urban Dictionary. You don't say dollars was money.
I'm just saying.
What did that tell you not to trust?
They is trying to take that change out of circulation. That shit ain't money. You get shit online. Money online.
I'm just saying.
What's the next word?
Let's go one more word.
What? Empathy? Y'all want to look
What's your empathy say?
Empathy say being tuned in to the needs and feelings of another person.
Action of understanding that's closer. The action of understanding, being aware or sensitive to, and experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experience of another.
You just said a paragraph.
That's more like
it. They simplified it.
Exactly. So it's different between simplifying it.
See what big facts say.
Ain't nothing wrong with the Urban Dictionary.
What facts say?
Big facts. If they ain't got big facts on that, we ain't. Whichever one got big facts on that,
that's what we rolling with.
The word you entered is not in the dictionary.
Oh, man. Hold up.
It is. It's okay. The Urban Dictionary.
That's what I'm talking about.
What is it? Erase that shit, Screen. Erase it out.
Webster out of here.
Something supersedes the previous mention of a fact.
Nah, for real shit.
Big facts.
Big facts.
Our facts are big facts.
Webster out of here.
What are we doing, Screen?
Yeah.
Webster out of here.
Country man.
Still some bullshit.
Yeah.
Your dictionary out the window.
Still some bullshit.
Yeah, those folks ain't even got us in there. We can't even be found in that motherfucker.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, www.bigfactspod.com. Appreciate you sitting with us, E.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate. Get them tickets to Big
Gangsta
Facts.
Gangsta E.
Gangsta E, Big Facts Live, March 29th.
He pushing up, man.
You know what it is.
He is pushing P.
To the next Big Facts Friday. Salute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.